Kate Delaney still with you here on America Tonight. Obviously, I did not win that $241 million in the Powerball lottery. Boy, a lot of people sure played. I know we have a ton of listeners in Iowa. That's where the ticket came from, an Iowa grocery store. And certainly the biggest lottery winner to date from that particular state anyway. How exciting is that? Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Someone can boast that they won the Powerball. Winning numbers were 7, 10, 14, 33, 57, and the Powerball was 18. But that's old news. The big news is the power struggle over 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And it happened in Ohio. The president and the man who wants to be president were speaking at the same time, not at the same venue, not in the same city, but kind of close anyway. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, once again. So Mitt Romney focuses on the economy and the fact that it's in the crapper. While the president says things are okay in the private sector, trying to take that remark back from a week and a half ago and move forward, talking about the GOP agenda and that this isn't the right path to take, that Romney's view and voting for Romney would be a waste, to be like voting for George W. Bush all over again. Wow. I thought Bush and Obama were friends, but it's a blame it on the other administration kind of couple of days, and that's what happened in Ohio. Interesting that they both happened to be there. Not a surprise that Ohio is on the menu since it's one of the coveted areas, one of the big swing states. Ohio, Florida, right in the mix there. Wisconsin for the Republicans because it's not necessarily such a layup anymore for the Democrats. That could mean more electoral votes for Romney. I said it before, but just tuck this number away for me. Do me a favor. 270 to 290, that's what Romney's looking for. 290 puts him over the top. You hear lower numbers, people are predicting, oh, 230. Forget about it. He's not even close. Not even close. Voter IDs. And the fact that in this country there is so much outrage and name-calling over people in states, legislatures, who think you should have to have an ID, you should be a citizen, in other words, to vote in the country. There are some that say this is definitely pointed, aimed nastily at minorities. Well, we have an African-American, Bishop Ned, who spent most of his life in D.C. and went to see the U.N., was part of a group that went to the U.N. to talk about the ridiculousness of the NAACP's push to have the United Nations look into voter fraud. That's coming up round the bend here on ATN. Listen to his take on how it cheapens what African Americans did to get the right to vote. And this is, to my point, it's from different eyes, a different point of view. It's the same thing I'm saying, though. Why can't we all just vote the way we're supposed to vote as an American citizen? It's one of our rights. It's one of our privileges. In fact, I like the word privilege better. Because we don't have people with machine guns telling us how to vote. We're not stuffing the ballot box, supposedly. I mean, that's the problem. This is akin to stuffing the ballot box in a way, because you're using dead people, you're using dirty rolls to have elections. And this is part of the problem of let's purge the names that shouldn't be here from Florida movement, that now in Florida they're facing a lawsuit from the Department of Justice over purging the voter rolls, that they can't purge the voter rolls, especially if it's too close to the election. Well, it's 5 months away. I would think that anybody listening to me who was part of the election process would want the best, cleanest election they could have. Of course, You know what a nightmare it is for people who work in these precincts and they're scared to death they're going to make a mistake because they want it to go well. They don't want to be, they don't want the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock news to come on and they say, well, with X amount of precincts reporting, there seem to be some problems at whatever. And then people try to find out what happened at that particular polling place. They, of course not. No, smooth. They want it as smooth as possible. Who right now listening to this show would say, well, I just think anyone who's on the soil should vote. I mean, of course, it discourages people from voting. It's ridiculous. But we'll talk about that next with Bishop Ned. Love his perspective, and you'll hear it, too, moments from now. In the meantime, coming up the rest of this hour, we're going to look at a couple of different things. We're going to even move into a little bit of a sports shorts because there's some big things going on. The NBA Finals, some of you I know are Hoop fans. The Heat hangs on. They even their series, rather, with the Thunder, won apiece. Tiger Woods at the U.S. Open shoots a 69, but is he leading the field? Oh, I know some of you out there are groaning. Oh, she's going to say something about golf. It's so boring. I can't stand watching it on TV. It's our U.S. Open, so of course I'm going to say something about it. And it's all about celebrating in Los Angeles because, after all, they've won a Stanley Cup. They barely know what to do. They're not used to winning a Stanley Cup. In 4 decades, they hadn't sniffed the Stanley Cup. Well, I shouldn't say that. They had had some close runs at it, but they never were able to close the deal. The Kings finally do that, so the people are excited. We're going to let you hear what some of the people had to say about Los Angeles winning the Stanley Cup. Do you think we're in a recession? Do you think we've turned a corner? Or do you think we're sliding backwards? Those are the only options. A lot of economists are saying there's no doubt that we got a global recession, and the warning signs, the flags are everywhere. And the U.S. is right in the middle of it. We are standing looking at the abyss. We're standing on the shelf looking at the abyss and sliding backwards, in my opinion. The Eurozone economy on its hind legs. Greece looking for an exit, although they got some decent news today. Job growth, bad for 3 months, terrible, slipping. Retail sales, down. Factory orders, down. 2 straight months. Real incomes, flat. People aren't getting raises. Household wealth, underwater. What did we say? Almost 40% in the last 3 years. And the GDP, 1.9% in the first quarter, that's terrible. The second quarter, they say it might be worse. So, business sales, profits a little bit better. GDP, profits falling. Got to watch that. Got to watch what's happening. We're going to talk about it in dollars and cents coming up a little bit later this hour. But next, we go to the Bishop. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,3130. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,7209, $836.04 for a half ounce, or $418.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,7209, $836.04, and $418.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Two, three. Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh. Each and every show here on America Tonight, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Always fun to have the Grand Dame on, Ellen Ratner. Hey, Ellen, how are you? Pretty hot in Washington and New York?
It's very hot in Washington. You can't sort of even be outside, and then, of course, it's hot politically as well.
No kidding. I thought there was a whole lame duck thing going on. Somebody didn't get the memo because so much is going on there, like the contempt stuff with Holder.
I can tell you, it's interesting. The traffic today in Washington, D.C. was as bad as cherry blossom time, and I don't know why.
Everybody wants to state their case, I guess. And speaking of stating their case, Congressman Issa and Eric Holder that had their little meeting, I guess they didn't come together. There wasn't a meeting of the minds. Now that contempt vote might move forward. Is that right?
20 minutes today, and it looks like the contempt vote might go through.
What's the buzz in Washington over that?
The buzz in Washington is that it's political, and that's why they're doing it.
There you go. Open and shut. Hey, speaking of political, as I was making the joke about, oh, it's supposed to be lame duck and hear these things happening these last couple of weeks and heading into next week is going to be big, as you know, because of the Supreme Court ruling, what's going to happen there.
Well, but, in fact, on the Supreme Court ruling, both the Democrat senator and Republican senator asked that the Supreme Court televise the final decision, and we haven't heard, but I'm sure they're going to refuse.
Oh, yeah, they didn't want cameras to televise anything with the Supreme Court. Remember, that whole thing was being kicked around.
Well, they still don't.
Yeah, they're not gonna budge on that.
I think if they make this exception, they know it's over.
Yeah, I agree. Romney says it's just official. They're vetting Rubio. What do you say? What do you hear for that undercard VP slot?
Well, I mean, it's shocking that this came from ABC News. It's shocking that they are not vetting Rubio. Really quite surprising. The only thing I would think of is that Rubio was a Mormon for a period of time in his life, and I think that probably X'd him out. He was 7 years old or something. And that probably has not been positive, for the president, I mean, for the presidential race for Rubio. We're hearing Tim Pawlenty.
Really?
Quite surprising. But he's been doing a lot of traveling, with Romney. I happen to like Tim Pawlenty very much. I think he's hilarious. But I don't know.
I like that. I think he's hilarious on the humor scale. But also, too,
I mean, Kay, you saw the movie with me. He's putting rabbit ears behind my head. I mean, he's very
funny. Yeah. But wouldn't you think, like, Portman or someone from a swing state? There was also buzz over that.
It's very, you know, I mean, if he could turn Minnesota around, that may be very good. Now, Boehner says that he can deliver Ohio for the president. I don't see it. I come from the great state of Ohio. I don't see it.
All right. I got my Ohio connections, too, going to school there. I know what you mean. How about bill-wise, a farm bill, an environmental bill? What happened there?
Well, the farm bill is in the Senate. There's up to 70 different amendments, some of them requiring 60 votes to get through, which is the minimum, as you know. Those are sort of non-germane amendments. So the farm bill looks like it'll probably be voted on by Thursday in its finality. They're going through amendment by amendment by amendment. And then the House bill is they're focusing on this environmental bill that has Sierra Club and all those just totally out of their minds, because it's going to allow target practice on federal lands. They're going to allow taking of some kind of dolphin or whatever it is, because they said that will help fish conservation. The Sierra Club is just having apoplexy.
Yeah, I understand. So we'll see. There's a lot of we'll sees going on. Ellen Radner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much for kicking around with us.
Thank you.
All right, you heard us talking there. The big story, of course, Rubio, is he out? Is he dumped? Is he not being vetted? Is he being vetted? Romney says one thing. Other people in the Republican Party say another thing. We knew it. We were ahead of the curve on this whole thing because of what happened with, and it was obvious, Obama's immigration policy now to stop the deportation of at least 800,000 younger illegal immigrants, those that are students, and supposedly to focus on those criminals. At least that's what Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano said, that she's going to do, focus on the bad illegal immigrants. So this will help them by stopping the deportation. You already know at the G20, the Mexican president, Felipe Calderon, couldn't fall over President Obama enough to thank him for what he said, a courageous decision and the valor that he showed doing that. But I think that that booted Rubio into the background. Ellen also brought up the fact that for 5 seconds, Rubio was a Mormon. So all these things would start to come out once they hit the campaign trail, if it was going to be Rubio. Initially, he looked pretty good, though, because of delivering Florida, a swing state, a big state, a state that Romney could use. As you heard me say in a previous segment, it's about those electoral votes. Gotta shoot for 275, really 290 tops. Then he topples Obama. So that's the target. The target is, how many electoral votes do we have? I brought up to Ellen there, of course, you heard Rob Portman, and I think Rob Portman could be the guy that would surprise a lot of people. Tim Pawlenty might be hanging around. He is liked in the Republican Party, but what does he offer that's so different that it makes him that much more intriguing as the undercard guy? Now, you know the philosophies. You don't want to get anyone who's too flamboyant. But Rob Portman's been hanging around. I mean, his entire career has been public service. He's been appointed to positions in a couple of presidential administrations. He's been on the front burner of massive trade deals around the world. He's one of the guys that crafted a multi-trillion dollar budget plan for a president. You know, he's a member of the House of Representatives for, 12 years, now a senator. So him becoming the next VP of the United States is not shocking to me. 62% of the population, I think I read this somewhere, don't even know who Rob Portman is. 15% say they have absolutely no opinion of him. But because of Rubio getting the boot, even though Romney says that's not true because Rubio had a recognizable name, Portman, Ohio, he's a wild card. Probably, I think, one of the directions are absolutely, not probably, I know this. This is absolutely a direction that they're looking in and have been looking to Portman. So this isn't new. They already looked at Portman, kept it under wraps, and here you go. He might have been the backup plan all along in those closed-door meetings when there was just a handful of policy guys, a Republican strategist. Karl Rove might have been on, let's say, in on some of these meetings, but I think that he was there waiting in the wings. Speaking of waiting in the wings, coming up on America Tonight, we like to lighten the load on our Tuesday show when we go to Hollywood and talk to our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat. I think he, pound for pound, is the best storyteller coming out of L.A., no doubt about it. It's always fun to go back and look at the history of so many things that are happening now that have happened in the past. And Dallas, the television show, has had new life breathed into it. It's been a couple episodes. I think they're on their third episode now and actually getting some pretty good ratings. And Who Shot JR from back in the late 80s, early 90s, if you remember, was huge, huge, the amounts of ratings that that show got. One of the top 10 of all times. So the fact that TNT decided to do the Dallas remake show was probably a smart move on their part. But we'll dive into the whole history of Dallas. And this new thing is based on the original series, of course. It makes sense. And I think it may hang around a little bit because people long for nostalgia. I think maybe that's what it is. It was a long-running primetime TV soap opera that revolved around the Ewings, a wealthy Texas family involved in oil and cattle, if you remember. So coming up, we're going to talk about Dallas. And there's actually just a quick little thing here about South Fork. South Fork is kind of in my backyard, and people, when they come to Dallas, often will start to drive around and look for South Fork. And it really exists. You really can go to South Fork. It's not going to blow you away, but it's very recognizable. The gates to the original Dallas and what they're still showing now in the opening credits. And, of course, coming back around at the tail end of the show, we'll let you hear what Mitt Romney had to say about Rubio and a few other things as well, including the contempt hearing moving forward. Stay with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Each and every week, we go to Hollywood to talk to Stephen Shohet, the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining stories about the legends of the movies, the stars, the superstars. He is big, he is bad. I say he's big and bad because he is the best storyteller around. I've already given him that billing. Stephen, thanks so much for coming on, as always. Each and every week we enjoy the conversations. And I was thinking in my head today, leading up to speaking to you, you know, the familiar theme from Dallas, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I used to do a sports talk show in Dallas, and we used to play it all the time, and people are like, oh, we're so all over that. But people really weren't all over Dallas. I mean, Dallas now has bounced back on TNT. They had huge ratings, and it's been voted as one of the top 10 series of all time in the history of television. What was it about the show Dallas that was so addictive to people?
JR, and you know what? It didn't start off that way. It actually, Victoria Principal was originally supposed to be the main person, because it was supposed to be a Romeo and Juliet story about these two opposing families, and two members of the family get married, and Victoria Principal would be the outsider. And what happened was, it wasn't done with a pilot. It was done with in a miniseries format with five episodes, and that gave them the opportunity to change things, especially because it was actually filmed, the first five episodes, entirely in Dallas. And the network network executives weren't really interfering with the producers that much. Now what happened was, is that Linda Gray didn't have that much to do with Sue Ellen. And Larry Hagman and her got along splendidly. And there were scenes being shot of Patrick Duffy and Victoria Principal. And in the background, Linda Gray and Larry Hagman started making up their own dialogue. And even though they were just, you know, sort of not really contributing to the script, doing their own thing, the producers decided to film them too and said, you know, you two are very interesting. And so as time went on, they realized that the real mover and shaker in the story, the one that would get the whole plot going, was J.R. And Larry Hagman almost didn't even get that role because it was such a stretch for the producers to imagine him going from Major Nelson on the I Dream of Jeannie, who was kind of a victim, to this all-powerful instigator who could be such a, you know, a strong character.
And really, Jay, as you said, everything revolved around JR, but all the actors became instant celebrities, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Jim Davis, that was definitely his biggest success, and he was mobbed wherever he went. Barbara Bel Geddes, of course, was such a respected actress. She was probably the main reason that Larry Hagman decided to be on the show. It was a great build-up for Charlene Tilton and Linda Gray and Victoria Principal, even though the producer, David Jacobs, felt that none of them were really that strong actresses. But nevertheless, they all became big stars. I mean, David Jacobs used to say, in his opinion, Barbara Bel Geddes was the only really talented actress they had on the show. And as far as other people went, I mean, Ken Kershaval Steve, their characters were built up too. And again, that had a lot to do with Larry Hagman starting to throw his weight around and having influence and looking out for his fellow actors. Now, the one guy who was a little bit frustrated, who was straitjacketed, was Patrick Duffy, whose character, it was decided by the network, would be sort of a goody-two-shoes guy, and that made JR a lot more interesting to watch. And, of course, eventually Patrick Duffy decided to leave the show and then regret it and come back after it was all declared a dream.
Yeah, and he's back again now. When they put this all back together, some people are still around that are missing, like Victoria Principal isn't part of this cast. I wonder if she was asked and who decided they would jump on board and who wouldn't.
Well, I don't think that's over with yet. She's a very rich woman with the skincare product, very successful. She never was as close to the other actors. She did that on purpose. I mean, all of them were really good friends, and they're still good friends. Larry Hagman was even really good friends with Mary Crosby, who shot him. He gave her away at her wedding. But Victoria Principal, they didn't dislike her, but she thought that since her character was an outsider, that for the good of the show, she shouldn't hang out with the other actors. And so, of course, it was left up in the air what happened to her character after her car crash in her final episode. Now, I don't think she wants to come back, but I think that there's going to be a lot of people asking her to do it. And so I think it's definitely within the realm of possibility.
Do you remember watching Who Shot JR? Did you see that? Do you remember back in the day?
You know what? I wasn't the biggest fan of Dallas, but I certainly remember being aware of it and all the things that happened, like the Republican Party in 1980s, you know, having T-shirts made that said the Democrats shot JR. But the really interesting thing about it is that Larry Hagman took the opportunity. See, what happened with that was they had 22 episodes that were done, and then they decided, well, let's do four more episodes. And they just said at a conference, look, let's just kill the blankety-blank J or shoot the blankety-blank JR, and we'll figure it out later. Well, Larry Hagman saw that as a business opportunity, and he said, I want way more money, and I want to direct the show just in case you don't have need for me as an actor anymore. And so he went to London. Part of the reason he went to London was that his mother, Mary Martin, was very upset with him for breaking his contract, and he really didn't want to confront her. And so he went to London, and he went out in public as much as possible with the Stetson, dressed up like J.R. He was mobbed in the streets. The Queen of England asked him, who killed J.R.? And he said, I don't know. I'd tell you if I did. And they started filming without him, with another actor doing it from the back of his head. They talked about replacing him, but eventually they realized they're not going to have a show without him. And of course he came back, and it was the whole time it was a tremendous ratings boost, the second most watched show in America after the last episode of MASH of scripted television.
Yeah, it absolutely. You know, go back and you look up some of the stuff on this. It's incredible. And now that they've decided to come back again, as I said, I actually watched it. It was pretty good. They filmed some of the stuff on location in Dallas again. And this is a TNT product. And I think the ratings were good the first time out. So do we long for nostalgia, or is it just one of those captivating shows, like I was saying in the beginning?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people do long for nostalgia, and I think, you know, a lot of people, including some of the actors, including Hagman, were unsatisfied with the last couple of years of storylines and thought the show was getting too glitzy and too much like Dynasty, because that was one thing that you had with Jim Davis. He was sort of a rough, unglitzy character, and, of course, you know, you have the ranch-style life as long as he's around. And I think maybe they'll bring some of those elements back. Now, how long a plot line will hold about one guy wanting to drill for oil and the other guy wanting green energy, I don't know how long a conflict like that can go on, but I guess it goes on politically for many years, so maybe it can go on the network for a while.
Yeah, it's all about ratings and selling the soaps, as you know. So if they can do that, then it'll hang around for a while longer.
And the actors and the actresses look really good. So
they do.
Yeah,
that makes a huge difference. If they're successful,
and to have JR still around,
crazy.
Even if he's not in that many scenes, I mean that's just going to get people's attention.
Yeah, I agree with you. Stephen's show had Hollywood stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Pick up his book. We love it. Thanks, Stephen. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kate.
Thanks. And by the way, the show debuted, if we go back in time, the show debuted April 2nd, 1978, and as Stephen said, it was part of a mini-series on CBS. They weren't going to expand it, but it became so popular, it lasted for 13 seasons. It lasted from 1978 all the way through to 1991. Wow. And it was, you know, the exteriors were shot at what I said was the place called South Fork Ranch, in Parker, Texas, just outside of Dallas, really close to downtown Dallas. And, you know, the show has just hit a nerve, struck a chord with people, I guess, as you've heard our conversation there. And I think it'll hang around for a while, as long as JR does. The fact that they have Larry Hagman, he's right. The Larry Hagman part of this is so big. If Dallas does well, who knows, maybe they'll bring some other old series back. If they could bring back an old, so I was thinking this today, if they could bring back an old series that you liked, what would it be? Magnum P.I. Except for, what's his name, is on another series. He's on, I think it's Blue Bloods or something. I can't remember what the name of the series is. I don't want to watch enough TV. But I liked Magnum P.I. back in the day. I was just a kid. We used to sit back and we used to watch it. And see all the cool scenes from Hawaii and the helicopter and all that kind of stuff. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we're going to hit the headlines. Odds and Ends next.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
All right, speaking of round and round, as we turn the final curve here on this hour of America Tonight, let's come back to what happened at the beginning of the show, talking with Ellen Ratner, our hard pass friend at the White House, about what's going on with the campaign, Mitt Romney's campaign, and Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, who a lot of people were salivating about him getting the VP slot and how big that could be for Mitt Romney, because could he deliver Florida was the key. It's a big swing state. Ohio is the other important one, which is why I think Senator Rob Portman is, and I knew he was in the mix, but he's completely in the mix now. So there have been a lot of reports that Rubio's out, and why? It's because of what we talked about before, the fact that the president boots him off the ticket because of his executive order, the deportation of 850,000 students, basically, or young illegals being halted. So that has flipped on Rubio. Forget the whole DREAM Act thing. All that stuff is out the window. Romney played coy, though, when he was asked about the senator from Florida.
The story was entirely false. Marco Rubio is being thoroughly vetted as part of our process. There are only two people in this country who know who are being vetted and who are not. And that's Beth Myers and myself. And I know Beth well. She doesn't talk to anybody.
Beth Myers, where are you? If you're listening to America Tonight, call us. How about that? So he names her and says, just two of us, so make up whatever you want to. It's not true. He's still in play. Boy, I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear their conversations to see really what's happening with that spot, because it is a key spot. There can't be someone in there that blows it for Romney. If it was someone who helped him, that would be better, but cannot be anybody who's explosive. that has something trickling out of the closet because the Republicans want to be airtight on this. So you heard Romney. He says, I don't know what everybody's talking about. Hey, we're still vetting Rubio. All right, we skedaddle to a couple of other odds and ends, and this is big, and we'll be talking about this in our next show. To push forward with contempt or not, here's what happened. Eric Holder decided he would talk to Congressman Issa, said, oh, yeah, let's. I'm gonna have a meeting with you, and let's talk, blah, 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 and was led to believe, Issa was led to believe, hey, they're going to get the documents that he's wanting, all those emails, because it's about tracing who knew what with Operation Fast and Furious, the guns that we supplied basically to Mexico that have killed a couple of our own guys, including Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, which is Eric Holder, our attorney general, says he knew nothing about it until Terry was killed. So now they have this showdown meeting, and they didn't resolve anything with this dispute. So now there could be contempt vote against our top cop, our top prosecutor. In fact, it's probably going to happen. Issa said he was disappointed, and they're moving in that direction. They met for 40 minutes, and they didn't come up with anything. He didn't turn over any documents whatsoever. In fact, Holder afterwards said, look, the Republicans are just playing games. He's saying that he offered to give the documents to Issa on the condition that the congressman provided his assurance that doing so would satisfy two subpoenas and resolve the dispute. So Holder said, the ball's in their court. I think it's an incredible offer. Issa says the opposite, that they didn't come to the table at all, or Holder didn't come to the table with anything that they wanted. So who's zooming here? Who here? I don't understand. So if he made the document offer and this briefing to the committee, but they've turned him down. Now, Elijah Cummings, a congressman from Maryland, who's the ranking Dem on the committee, he was at the meeting. He said Holder was trying to end a standoff with the Republicans, and he says he sees this as a never-ending process, period, that it's not over. It's just going to go on and on and on, and so it doesn't matter. The contempt vote will probably move forward. And what Grassley, Senator Grassley from Ohio, said, he's the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, he said, the attorney general wants to trade a briefing and the promise of delivering some small, unspecified set of documents. That was the thing, not the emails they wanted, for a free pass. He wants to turn over only what he wants to turn over and not give up any information about what he's not turning over. And I love this line. This is Grassley. He says, it's unacceptable. I'm not going to buy a pig in a poke. When was the last time you heard that expression? I'm not going to buy a pig in a poke. So Holder's playing games. He's playing games. He's trying to stall, whatever. Let me give you a few little of these emails. I think that's the name of the game. If he dumped all the documents out to ISA, then this would be over. The standoff would be over. So why is Holder holding out? That's what you have to ask yourself. Is it documents that have sensitive information? I'm not buying it. It's sensitive information that traces this all the way to the top. I thought Holder should have been dumped 2 years ago because he's a liability to the president anyway. If I were Obama and I were on his team, I would have pink slipped this guy a long time ago because he is absolutely a liability. And now he's just more of the same. That's the reason. That's what this is about. Well, how fates and fortunes of people change, you know, all the hubbub over Egypt. Tunisia was first, then Egypt exploded. Hosni Mubarak, of course, after decades of being in power, you know the history there, is booted from power and is tried and probably would have been fried in a sense, except for he's in a coma. The 84-year-old former prez of Egypt is clinically dead, is what they're saying. Medical sources are claiming that he, after going to the military hospital in Cairo, he had been taken there after suffering a stroke and cardiac arrest and this is it. But then, of course, something else leaks out from a general that says, no, that's exaggerated. But it doesn't look good, even some of the photos that have been released. Depends, I guess, on your definition of clinically dead. But he's not in a good way, let's put it that way. And Egypt, who knows where Egypt ends up because of, you know, the takeover, ultimately. We saw what the voting was like there, and they have lots and lots of problems and still have lots of problems that they're trying to undo in that country. It's just another one of the checkerboard spots called the Middle East that the sands of time are not going to be kind to, at least in modern times. It doesn't look that way. Just like Syria, monitors are going to stay in Syria, the UN says. They're concerned about their safety, but yet at the G20 summit, the Russians and China are not on board. Well, China wasn't on board with this from afar. They're not on board with this thing, so there's no movement there. And I don't think much is going to change when it comes to Syria. In the NBA Finals, because I mentioned it at the top of the show, now the Heat take a 3-1 lead. Wow. So maybe LeBron, whiny James, gets everybody off of his back. They're one win away from the NBA title. When he left or ditched Cleveland, everybody was dogging him, especially for the way he did it. I think it's more about that. And he couldn't win in his first final last year against the Dallas Mavericks, but this time he might be able to close the deal against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm surprised because the Thunder looks so tough to me. I was hoping and thinking that the Thunder would be there in the end, but 104-98 was the final score, so the numbers don't lie. Defense was huge for the Heat. We'll see if they wrap it up. We're wrapping this hour up. Remember, if you have any thoughts, send them to me through the website or press 4, americatonight.net.